From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, June 27th. Coming up, we'll hear how Northern Illinois teachers spent a week learning how to teach their students about water and their local watersheds. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A U.S. Supreme Court decision could poke holes in parts of the federal bribery case against former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Capital News Illinois reports in a 6-3 decision, justices narrowed the scope of federal bribery rules, which could mean prosecutors will have to amend their charges against Madigan and his close friend Mike McLean. They were supposed to go on trial later this year. The decision may also have an impact on last year's convictions of four high-ranking executives and lobbyists for electric utilities Commonwealth Edison, including McLean. The Supreme Court decision sided with the Northwest Indiana mayor and centered around the definition of gratuity versus bribe yesterday. The Summer Olympics are fast approaching, and one University of Illinois athlete is gearing up to compete. IPM's Analiko Ochuba has more.
Originally from Ghana, Rose Yeboah was recruited to U of I last year for high jump. She qualified for the Olympics with a record-breaking jump at the NCAA Division I Outdoor Championships earlier this month.
Before any start of a competition, like a day before the competition, like I already picture everything in mind, and I see it like I'm watching a television. So that day before the competition, I knew I was going to make it.
Yeboah also won the gold medal for Ghana at the African Athletics Championships in Cameroon last week. She will represent her country in the Paris Olympics starting on July 26th. I'm Analiko Ochuba, IPM News.
Starting Monday, July 1st, undocumented immigrants in Illinois can get standard driver's licenses. Alex Degman has more.
The new licenses will replace the temporary visitor's driver's licenses, or TVDLs, that undocumented residents can currently use. Fred Sow is senior policy counsel for the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He says TVDLs were a good first step, but they look different, and they inadvertently put targets on people's backs.
The TVDL became somewhat of an indicator that someone is undocumented, and that's particular, connotation could be used or misused in various ways.
Roughly 300,000 people have temporary licenses, and many can upgrade to the new licenses automatically. They will not be valid as federal IDs. I'm Alex Degman.
A Highland Park man rejected a deal to plead guilty to 7 murder charges. Ed Donahue reports on a sudden change in the case of a mass shooting at the 2022 July 4th parade.
The man near Chicago has rejected a deal to plead guilty to 7 murder charges in the shootings at a July 4th parade 2 years ago. Robert Cremo III refused to accept the agreement that would have sentenced him to life in prison.
Today you saw absolute, unadulterated evil.
Cremo was silent in court when asked about the plea deal. After meeting, he was asked whether he wanted to move forward with it, and he said no. Tony Romanucci is an attorney representing the victims' families.
That's what happens when you unlawfully place a gun in evil's hand. You are going to get a reign of terror. And today, you saw that reign of terror continue.
This means a trial for Cremo scheduled for February. Karina Mendez's father was killed at the parade.
He's up there looking at us now, telling us right now just to be patient.
Many in court were left baffled by the abrupt change. I'm Ed Donahue.
Freelance workers in Illinois will enjoy new protection starting on Monday, July 1st. A new law going into effect outlines new requirements for freelance contracts and when payments have to be made. It also allows freelancers to recover attorney's fees if the case goes to court. Democratic State Representative Will Guzzardi of Chicago was the sponsor. He says he talks to a lot of snubbed freelancers who don't go to small claims court, and this will help them.
It's an $800 job or a $1,200 job, and it's just not worth the hassle for me to chase them down and force them to pay me this money. And they know it, and that's why they're doing this, because they know I'm not going to chase them down for it.
The new law applies only to contracts of $500 or more. It does not apply to so-called independent contractors like Lyft or DoorDash drivers. Still to come, we'll hear how Northern Illinois teachers spent a week learning how to teach their students about water and their local watersheds. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, Thursday is the first presidential debate this year. We'll talk about what a debate means for two candidates who've both already been president, current and former, and assess the state of the race. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Northern Illinois teachers spent a week learning how to teach their students about water and their local watersheds. It culminated with a kayak ride down the Rock River. Peter Medlin floated down the river with his microphone to learn more.
We are officially out on the Rock.
A small group of teachers paddle south towards Rockford.
There's barely a cloud in the sky, a bunch of yaks on the water. Feeling good.
This kayak trip was at the end of a free workshop from the University of Illinois Extension. The K-12 teachers soaked in lessons from local hydrologists, a geologist, and a soil specialist.
What you know about is what you take care of.
That's Peggy Annesy. She's an environmental educator with the U of I Extension who organized the watershed workshop. And teachers of all sorts took part, not just environmental educators. And because what you know about is what you take care of, the week started with a lesson on what a watershed even is. Annesy says you could think of a watershed like a bathtub. All of the water that falls into your watershed collects and eventually drains, like the tub drain in this simile, into a river, like the Rock, where we're kayaking right now.
So you have tiny watersheds that are in bigger watersheds, and eventually one-third of the U.S. drains into the Mississippi watershed. So the Mississippi literally drains a third of the United States, and that's our big watershed that we're in, and everything we put in it. From lawn care stuff to stuff down the drain, everything goes in your watershed.
You know, as I pull the microphone out, I really remember what a weird job I have sometimes.
Can I interest you in an on-the-river interview?
Chris Muravsa is a counselor at Hiawatha High School who's currently moving downstream alongside me.
It's almost like it changes your entire world.
He says he's learned so many things that are taken for granted.
There was a moment where we were in the water and looking at these macroinvertebrates and all of the larvae from caddisflies and all these things. And he's teaching us that these are bioindicators. These things are telling us the water's clean because they're able to live here. And I saw through his eyes that he's like, this is really clean water, and I'm happy about that.
As a counselor, he's probably not going to go back to school and do a water table activity with his students, but he wants to work with his fellow teachers to incorporate these resources and also tell his students about the career fields he learned about.
I advocate for so many things. That's what a school counselor does. I'm just going to add a list of things to advocate for. Let's care about our water. You live here too. Install some plants. That's all you got to do.
Jody Goodowitz is a science teacher at Sandwich Middle School.
From this week, I was just curious if there's things that you are particularly excited about taking with you back into the classroom.
I really think like the connection between soil and water and like the kids understanding that connection, I think is huge. Because
at her old school, a group of her students planted native plants to help prevent flooding behind the building, and now she's building up her new school's STEM program and figuring out how to incorporate environmental science.
Where am I going to find this grant money to make these kids do this class, but then design a rain garden for our campus and then, you know, be able to actually implement this, you know, design that they've come up with?
Becky LeBoll is a fourth grade teacher in Sominok, and as she paddles, she's looking for examples along the water of best management practices and erosion, and she's thinking about the passion the experts showed this week and how she'll bring some of those lessons back to her elementary school students.
How do we take care of our water and our soil? All of those things are things you can take back into the classroom no matter what age you work with.
Luckily, a few of her colleagues are out on the water learning too, and all of the educators, no matter their grade level, are hoping to use what they've learned to teach their students how to see their community in a new way, to show them how connected they are to their local watershed and the positive impact they can make. From the middle of the Rock River, I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Analika Ochuba, Ed Donahue, Alex Degman, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.